This is Classical IPR, a service of Interlochen Center for the Arts.
Welcome to Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Amanda Sewell. Violinist Martin Chalafort is Principal Concertmaster of the Los Angeles Philharmonic, and he also teaches at the University of Southern California. Martin is also a Valade Concertmaster here at Interlochen Arts Camp this summer, and he joins us in Studio A. Martin Chalafort, welcome to Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you.
And just in case anyone's feeling a sense of deja vu, Martin was here in Studio A a few days ago ahead of a recital that he gave here at Interlochen with guitarist Mark Gergich. But Martin, today I really wanted to talk with you about teaching and learning, because you're a Valade teaching fellow here at Interlochen. So tell us a little bit about what that role involves while you're here.
It's a special program geared at owning the skills of leadership in the young players that we select to lead each section of the orchestra, that is, each string section. So we have Valade fellow teachers for violin, viola, cello, and bass. And two of us are splitting the duties, because there are two orchestras and also two violin sections. So there's a nice schedule that we came up with this year that lets us see all the students from both orchestras and work on different repertoire. It's a program built on excellence and trying to infuse the skill and knowledge and methods of the methodology of being a good orchestra player and what it entails to become professional even at the high school level. So we bring experience, we bring discipline and leadership skills, and communicating with not only with the way they play, but communicating with body movement and eye contact.
So tell us about what a rehearsal is like. You just came from a rehearsal. So what are some of the things that you do in a rehearsal with the students?
For instance, yesterday, because we go every day, every morning for several hours, and then in the afternoon they get individual coachings and lessons. Yesterday there was a situation where one of the assistants was moving quite a bit, and in fact more than the leader, and I had to take that person aside and saying, you are confusing the section and all the group of players behind you. You would only do this in an emergency if your leader is about to come in and you want to prevent that person who might have miscounted. But otherwise, I said, you have to mirror the motions of your leader, but make sure you don't move as much. So there are things like that. But in general, it's much more at the core of things, what we interact. We try to find a discrete moment of silence when the conductor is not too busy talking to the entire orchestra, because you don't want to distract and take time away from important time away and important information. You don't want to prevent that from getting to everyone. So often we'll ask to pause the rehearsal to get a message across, to especially if it's decisions of where to play in the bow. If I see that the first violin section is playing at the frog near the heel of the bow, and then the middle section is elsewhere for the same execution, it's not going to sound unified. So that's the kind of thing also that a leader might not be able to hear if he's not experienced, he or she's not experienced enough, or they don't know the pieces well enough to play from memory and turn around and see if everybody is in the right part of the bow, or it may not be something on their radar. So it's just making them constantly aware of the complexity of this large ensemble that is an orchestra.
And Martin, during the year, you typically work with graduate students or very advanced undergraduates at the University of Southern California. But here at Interlochen, almost all the students are in high school. So what kind of adjustments do you find yourself making for that age difference?
Well, we did some, I did some preparation work with the librarians, the full-time librarians of Interlochen Academy. And so months ago, I sent some materials that I prepared carefully. And instead of simply preparing, like I do at home for professional, we prepare Boeings because they need to be unified. I also carefully marked which string the left hand should go on, which finger should be used, so we call those fingerings. Very precise information, because certain passages cannot be learned if you start on the wrong, in the wrong geography of your fingerboard. So, makes sense? Yeah. And often the group intonation will be better if everybody is playing in the same fingering. You have several possibilities for the same note on the violin. It could be played on different strings. We have four strings. It cannot always be played four different ways, but often one or two or three different ways, the same note. But if you have notes that follow that, follow your starting note, and often they'll be impossible to play if someone doesn't have a good sense of geography and what the final speed of a piece will be. So they have to learn usually their music slowly, and sometimes there's a trap of the student learning something slowly that works with their interpretation, their fingerings, but then they're stuck mechanically later on when the piece is faster, and just what they learned with the left hand, the finger memory is wrong. So that stuff is kind of hopefully taken care of. But even then, the students have accomplished years and years of study. So for some of them, it's been hard to follow that instruction, and they'll come to realize that it was for very specific good reasons. It was the only way to execute a passage. But for some of them, it's hard. They can't follow the Boeings necessarily right away. So I have to. That's one of the things I do, sort of as a watchdog, follows it and try to be positive about it. Say, well, make sure you do the same as the person in front of you or next to you. And mark it, please circle that. So we use pencils, we use visual aids, but also just general awareness. We talk about posture, how to sit well in a chair. My colleague Dennis Kim and I, he's sort of the disciplinarian of our duo team, and he'll say, no hats worn in rehearsal, and don't you have a mute? Bring a mute, that's not professional. So we try to instill good work habits.
You're like the good cop, bad cop.
Yes,
on
exactly.
TV.
That's funny.
Well, violinist Martin Chalafour, you have brought some music of Bach to play for us in Studio A today. What are we going to hear first?
The first movement, famous Adagio in G minor from the first solo sonata of Johann Sebastian Bach.
Thank you.
Violinist Martin Chalafour performing the first and last movements of the Violin Sonata No. 1 in G minor here in Studio A. Martin, as you're working with the students here at Interlaken, what kinds of ideas or experiences do you hope that they're going to take away from working with you?
I hope they will go home with a sense of not just purpose, but confidence about their own personal ability. Even though they play a lot of ensemble, this is a great place for confidence building. The fact that they accomplish a very high level of performance in the orchestra at the end of the week or in their chamber music. So I'm hoping they get more excited about music, and which will definitely foster more hours of practicing each day, and they'll do some they do a lot of progress because everything's so concentrated here as opposed to the school year where most of them are busy with school and during the day.
Are there things the students do that surprise you?
Oh, you know, the weather was very hot. When I'm at home, I live in California where it's not even humid, and I wash my hands 20 times a day. Sometimes just rinsing my hands without soap because, you know, you want to have facility of getting around the fingerboard. I've helped those students on human days with their lessons, and if I grabbed their violin, it almost didn't come off my hand. It was so sticky. So that was surprising. You know, what else is surprising? You know, we all play fancy instruments now, you know, as adults, and we have two Stradivarius violins on campus now, and you know, we pick up their instruments. Sometimes ours is in the case and say, well, let me try and demonstrate this for you. And sometimes you don't realize that they're able to sound like $1 million, you know, on their instruments that they're used to. And for us, they're almost impossible to play because they're they're not that high quality. So I remember those days because we all go through that when we're students. We start with the basic, you know, some basic equipment. So it's good to realize when you demand color and excellence of tone, everything, sometimes they don't have all the best tools in their hands. Yeah.
Well, pianist Robert Koenig is here with us in studio, and you're going to play one more piece for us. What are we going to hear?
We'll hear the Havanaise, a character piece by Camille Saint-Saëns, French composer. And the piece is based on dance rhythms and very much Spanish in flavor. And it's a wonderful piece that's done often to in recital or with orchestra as a secondary piece. The end of it always reminds me of Carmen, the opera. So it's very tuneful and engaging.
Violinist Martin Chalafour and pianist Robert Koenig performing the Havanaise by Camille Saint-Saëns in Studio A at Interlaken Public Radio. Martin Chalafour is a 2018 Valade Teaching Fellow at Interlaken Arts Camp, and the rest of the year he's Principal Concertmaster of the Los Angeles Philharmonic. Martin, thank you so much for joining us today in Studio A at Interlaken Public Radio.
You're welcome.
This edition of Studio A was engineered by Brock Moorman. Thank you to Madeline Merwin for production assistance. I'm Amanda Sewell. Thanks for listening.